Ketchikan's Alaska ship in dry dock is finishing up work on the experimental ferry Susitna.
Right now it's undergoing sea trials, and it still remains, it needs to be outfitted with seats, and the borough hasn't even taken title yet of the ship.
Matsu Borough spokeswoman Patty Sullivan says it may not take possession until spring. Eventually, it hopes to sail the ship in northern Cook Inlet, connecting Anchorage and Point Mackenzie, and possibly Kenai and Tyonek. But no ferry ramps have been built, so officials are looking for other options.
The borough is interested in gathering any sort of ideas, interest in how to use the ferry while we work on the landings. If Alaska Marine Highway is interested, we certainly are interested in speaking with them.
She says it's too early to say how much the borough would charge. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan recently toured the Susitna, and he was impressed.
Every time I go into Ketchikan and see that dung on ship sitting there, it makes me ill. I mean, $78 million, and, you know, it's just sitting there.
Egan wants the Alaska Marine Highway System to consider using the Susitna as a fill-in vessel or for a regular route. He recently led a delegation of Juneau lawmakers to a meeting with ferry officials.
I'm not talking about stealing it from the Matsu Borough. I'm talking about the state of Alaska reimbursing the Matsu Borough if, in fact, we can use it.
The State Transportation Department has looked into the craft. Ferry Chief Mike Neusel says adding it to the fleet would be difficult.
The problem really comes in that trying to operate a high-speed craft that is incompatible with all of our existing shore facilities is a difficult evolution. The training, the route manuals, the certifications, the maintenance, and just the startup operation to take on a vessel like that is labor-intensive, time-consuming, and expensive.
The Susitna is a first-of-a-kind vessel, developed and paid for by the Navy. It can adjust its height above water, break through ice, and land on a beach. Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says that makes it even harder to add to the fleet.
It's an 8 to 9 to 10 month process of getting certified, getting trained, getting the Coast Guard in D.C. at the Maritime Center to approve all the documentation and the manuals and the training plans. We would most likely be up against something like that, maybe even something more difficult because it's so unusual.
Its capacity is smaller than all but one state ferry, about 20 vehicles and 135 passengers. And Neusel says even if it could be used, it wouldn't be for long.
Theoretically, as far as I know, Matsu Borough still intends to use that as a passenger ferry in Upper Cook Inlet, and it'll eventually go to that service. So to do all the work necessary to make it a Marine Highway System vessel running some route someplace, only to have that be taken back to go to its intended purpose some time later, doesn't seem cost-effective in my view.
Juneau Senator Egan says he's not convinced that's true, and he'll keep pursuing the idea. If training is needed, he says it should be provided, and if there are no docks that can handle the vessel, it can land on the beach.
I think there are a lot of beaches in southeast Alaska that we could figure it out.
Other ideas have also come up. U.S. Senator Mark Begich sent a letter recently to Admiral Robert Papp, the Coast Guard's commandant, suggesting it be used for expanded Arctic operations.
One of the issues is it's pretty shallow water. The good news about this ferry is you can drop it down to about a 4-foot draft, which is pretty shallow, and you can make it even in deep water, so you can go a variety of ways with it.
Matsu Borough spokeswoman Sullivan says other northern uses have been put forward.
Shell is trying to endeavor Arctic exploration of oil, and the ferry has come up in those discussions.
Docking the Susitna is expensive, about $1.3 million a year in Ketchikan and more in Cook Inlet. So the borough is motivated to see the ship used once it takes possession. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.